Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Tell you what it is not. It is not a cut personality. taking control of one individual, student, teacher, professor on the show, and holding on to them to get your edification in. It is not about self-exaltation. It's about a study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. It's about a critical analysis and assessment of this stuff while taking a bird's eye view and keeping things in perspective and context and give you a new paradigm shift. And what do I mean by a new paradigm shift? Sometimes you have to study things, but in context, to get the full meaning of the story. One is we're about to approach in Ezekiel chapter 18. You have to keep in context of the whole subject matter. And sometimes using other scriptures from other places within that framework to justify and enhance your position. Not a skip to the blue approach, but simply using scriptures that are conducive and a parallel in these studies. And what I mean by paradigm shift, did you not know that a gorilla doesn't peel the banana by virtue of peeling that long stem? A gorilla, if you watch a gorilla, everybody can teach you something. A gorilla peels the banana from the bottom, not by that long stem. And that is the easiest way. Now, you see what I'm getting at? See, everybody can teach you something, even a gorilla, if you're willing to study the gorilla. And in this regard, are you willing to study the Most High? That's why we don't do personality cuts on this show. This is not about Yom Suf Arif. This is not about Cartrell. It's not about Sister Aviyah Imad or anyone else that comes on this show, this study show. It's only about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and the rock we were hewn from, and the ditch we were dug for, this nation. That's all this is about, nothing more, and or nothing less. That's where you can glide on through this because you have your mind right. If you don't get your mind right in these studies, it's going to become a matter of nitpicking, personality cuts, and so on. It's a whole lot of nonsense, and we don't have time for that. Our job is to please the Most High, be spokesperson for him, and to make sure this nation gets on the right track. And see, Cartrell can't be me. I can't be Cartrell. Sister Aviyah can't be Ima Hadora. Ima Hadora can't be Sister Aviyah. You can only be the best you can be by representing the Most High and educating these students. And you're the best at that. Pray to the Most High for a new spirit and a new heart to be the best you that the Most High would have you to be. That's all you can be. Because if Cartrell tries to be me, it won't work out. If I try to be Cartrell, it don't work out. If Sister Aviyah tries to be Ima Adora, it doesn't work out. If Ima Adora tries to be Sister Aviyah, it doesn't work out. And you're going to come to find this out in this first study. This very first few verses, although we are joined, we're not joined at the hip. And these first few verses is going to tell you, but you only get this by study. You only get this by understanding. You only get this by codification. You only get this by application. Most importantly, you only get this by having a new heart and new spirit. And it's going to say that in closing. It's called codification. So if you think this show is about you, me, or anyone else for that matter, you are sadly mistaken. It's only about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub and this nation. And that's what it's all about. And if you want to get to where you need to be, stay with us. Stick with us. But don't put your entire trust in us. You get off this show, you burn the midnight oil. Because your soul and your relationship to the Most High should be the most important thing in your life. As I assure you, for as Cartrell is concerned, I, and Sister Avion and Sister Yehudi, that's certainly the case. So therefore, don't come on this show looking for, as I said, personality cuts. We're not into that. We're only into the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and this nation. It should be. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. Now, you may be wondering, Yom Suf, you're making reference to the we. What we are you talking about? Sister Avia from New York City. Sister Avia has been with the Most High going on 10 years. And I speak to her quite frequently. And by my observation of her, this woman has jumped into the Most High relationship hook, line, and sinker. She prays to the Most High to have, let no sin have dominion over her, even past ones. She prays to the Most High to help her be a loving, kind person to her brothers and sisters. And she's reflective of that. Be that as it may, she ain't nobody fool now. And she shouldn't be. And neither should you. You shouldn't be anybody's plaything just because you love the Most High and you're humble to Him and are your brothers and sisters. And she's like that. She believes in people, our brothers and sisters, as she should be. And she sees the best in people, our brothers and sisters, as she should be. She doesn't go off on how she feel about somebody, or rather how they feel about her. She goes off, what are the facts in regards to the Most High and in regards to one another? Because feelings can make you misinterpret things. We don't judge people based upon feeling or what we think or believe. We base our judgment by the actions of people. And she's become that person. And we're glad to have her as a vital component on the show. Not simply to show you by her study and enlightenment in the Most High, but by virtue of her actions and reflection of her love for the Most High and her brothers and sisters in this nation. And no, she ain't messy. It's true. And then we have Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell has been studying the Most High for quite a while. And he keeps studying, like all of us should. It doesn't stop for him till the casket drops, so to speak. And so for us also. Cartrell, because of his study of the Most High and him not being messy, him being sincere and honest, making an honest evaluation and assessment of his own life. Cartrell, at 14 years old, making an assessment of his own life, he thought, just like most 14-year-old thing, man, what am I here for? What's really going on? By feelings of his, by virtue of his feelings. See, feelings can get you a lot of trouble. Based upon his feelings, Cartrell thought, I got all the sense. I'm 14 years old. I've been everywhere, done everything, and seen everybody and everything I need to see. But that was foolhardy. And the Most High, because of his love for Cartrell, caught him by the coattail. No, my young son. You don't know everything. You ain't been everywhere, and you don't know everybody. And you ain't done everything. And he led him to virtue of the Psalms, the songs of King Dawud, the Korah brothers, Asaph, and so on and so forth. He led him in order so he could understand, now my young brother, you ain't ready to check up out of here. And he read those songs. He didn't have feelings about the songs. He read them according to their codification. He believed in what the Most High said in his songs and psalms. He applied it in his own life. And because of such, the actions, the codification took effect in his life. And he regained perspective. Because like I said, a monkey can teach you something sometimes. Everybody can teach you something. And certainly in regards to the Most High, he ain't no monkey, but he can teach you everything that you need to know. And Katriel understood by virtue of those songs. He's still with us. Also, when Katriel first started out as a young worker, providing for his family as every man should do to provide for their families and to do what's necessary in that regard, Katriel got into carpentry. But, sometimes there's always a but, Katriel found out that Heist didn't like him and he didn't like Heist either. There again, Katriel went to the Most High. There again, Katriel activated the plan left by the Most High, left by King Darwin, left by the Koriah brothers, left by Asa, and so on and so forth. Katriel, by virtue of his application, the codification process, Katriel gained the rock he needed to stand on and to deal with those heights. Also, Katriel learned that the strength he needed wasn't from himself, but the strength he needed to overcome his fear was from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub by virtue of those songs. Katriel there again activated the plan. 30+ years he worked at that job, trusted in the Most High to overcome his fears, as we all should. And thanks and praise to the Most High, he took care of his family. And he would get up every morning and ask the Most High for the strength and fortitude to overcome his shortcomings. And every day he got off of work, he gave praise and thanksgiving for the Most High. That's humility, brothers and sisters. You have to have that sort of humility that Moses had, that Job had, that you need. But you need a new heart and spirit first. It's true. So let me bring them on. Sister Abigail, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family, and all praise and glory to Yah. And may he bless you, your family, and friends. I'm glad to be back. So shalom.
It's good to have you back, and may the Most High blessing be upon you too, Sister Abigail. All right, Abigail, are you ready for our brother?
I sure am.
All right. Katriel, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. How y'all doing? All praise the Holy One in Israel. Good
praise
to hear your voices.
Good to hear yours, bro.
Praise God.
Good to hear yours.
Good. The Holy One of Israel. He's the one. He's the one. Yes, when I was 14, I didn't think there was no love in the world. And I'm like, yeah, where's the love? I don't see it. And I found out that he is the love. His loving kindness and his tender mercies is real. So he showed me where love was in the world, because a lot of people are searching for love and can't find it. But Yah loves us, and he shows it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can relate to him, and he can relate to me, because I can relate to him because, like, you're looking for the love back that you give to the world, but you're not receiving it back from the world. So it gave me a connection with Yah that really, like, took me to another level. I need to give Yah the love back that he's giving me. So he helped me with the love part and the fear part, because you can't live life in fear. So he directed me to conquer every fear that I had. And height was just one of them. Women were another one.
Praise
God.
Oh, yeah. Praise Yah. Can't live life in fear. You have to live life with the love of Yah, and you have to live fearlessly. And who did I learn that from? I learned it from King David. And
that's
saying is true.
Katriel, what you just said is insightful. And it starts him on the right path. Learn it from the king. If it's good enough for the king to go to the Most High to ask to overcome his fears and be his strength, it ought to be good enough for us.
And you could, as we read, we could see how much the Most High loved King David, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the source of our love should be coming from, and the source of our strength, which helps you live life without fear. So if you know where your source of strength and the source of your love is coming from, you should be at peace, have peace of mind, live life without fear, and know that Yah does love you.
Exactly.
Because he's the greatest love of all. I have to disagree with Whitney Houston. She said the greatest love is learning to love yourself. Yeah, you got to learn to love yourself, but you have to learn to love Yah as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than yourself.
And your brothers and sisters, Godrell.
That goes along with the package.
Exactly.
And you notice that all the righteous men that Yah sent, all the servants, they love their people. Their people didn't love them back, but they still love them anyway. And they treated them the way they would treat Yah, with humility, with truth, with honesty, with trying to help Yah. But it's up to y'all to listen and take the advice. And they never wavered in their mission. They wanted to kill Moses three times. Three times they wanted to kill Moses. But Moses, being humble as he was, both to Yah and man, he was willing to sit down with every Israelite that had a problem. Moses, I said, you can't do that, Moshe. You got to appoint leaders because you'll wear yourself out. But he was willing to wear himself out for the sake of his people.
And the Most High ain't lying, Cadrill. Some of us will wear us out.
Oh, yeah. He's going to kill you with a rock. Stone.
And you know, when you said that, Cadrill, it reminded me of Job, as you were speaking, that he blessed those that had bad-mouthed, mistreated, and so on and so forth. Because, I ain't gonna bless these fellas. No, I ain't doing nothing. You see how they bad-mouthed me? He blessed them instead. Praise
God. What's the attribute they talk about with Job?
Job.
What's his virtue?
Patience and humble.
Patience and humility. Patience with Yah. Patience with his friends and fellow men.
Exactly. You said a mouthful there, my brother. And we all need to learn that lesson, truth be told. Well, Cotrell, Sister Abia, as I said, there's a wing ding of a story here in 18. And it goes on to say about a false proverb we were saying at that time. And the Most High took issue with it. And basically, I'm explaining it to you as we go. Are y'all ready, Katria? Sister Abby?
We ready.
May the Most High bless us and direct us in our steps so that we don't lean to our own understanding. Praise and bless his holy name. The Most High says in 18, Ezekiel, the word of the Elohim came to me again, Ezekiel speaking. And this word was saying, what do you mean when you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel? And it's saying, the father has eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. It's like, whatever I do, it has an ill effect upon you. We're conjoined together. It's like, if I do something, my child cringes by virtue of what I'm doing. The Most High takes issue with it. We're not conjoined together in that level, and every soul is individual. And if the father eats sour grapes, and he's using a physical metaphor, and because of the father eating sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge as a result of this, it is conveying that you're conjoined together. But the Most High takes issue with that. And the Most High says, as I live, says Yahshua, yes.
The proverb is true. What our ancient fathers did, we suffered for. Mm-hmm. And our people, being smart ass like we are, we made a proverb. Oh, because the fathers ate sour grapes, the children's teeth would be set on edge. That's what Yah does.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But, Most High warned our fathers that your children and the generations after you are going to suffer if y'all don't follow my codifications. He gave them a fair warning. Did they listen? No.
Right.
So, like you said, what you do affects your children.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do affects your children. If you are lazy, bum, you don't want to work, you're going to have a poor family.
Mm-hmm.
And your children are not going to be well taken care of. But
yes.
The thing that we need to pay attention to is that the Most High speaks to the prophet Ezekiel frequently.
Right.
Right? Yah's
right.
word came to me saying, we wish we heard had the word of Yah like that in our ear, like
mm-hmm.
the prophet Ezekiel. But he's
right.
not that close to us because we're disobedient anyway. We don't want to listen anyway. Ezekiel, he listened and applied it and did it. That's why he knew he could trust the prophet Ezekiel. So Yah
exactly.
don't come to us like he comes to the prophets, but he does speak to us, not like that, but in a different way.
Mm-hmm. But like Cartier said, at one point in our history, there was life. But the Most High is, and it still is like that, as Cartier said, in so many ways. But the Most High is clarifying something in that regard. It shouldn't be that just because a mother is doing something, it should have an ill effect upon the child or anyone else in your community. Has effect upon the child. My wife had to come and tell me to sit up to the mic. See, it had an ill effect on me. I'm just playing that, y'all. My wife said, put your mouth on the mic. So
y'all see.
Yes.
What was our ancient fathers doing with their children?
They were sacrificing them.
Oh.
Right, they were having them into idolatry and so on and so forth.
Oh.
Any kind of abomination or perversion that was going on at the time.
And the Most High told us our children belong to him. That's why he told us
exactly.
to teach them diligently so our children become his servants like we are his servants. But we sacrificing
exactly.
our children to idols, so the Most High violently took our children away from us. And we suffered
exactly.
because of what our fathers did.
Yes. And so the Most High is saying by virtue of your actions, I'm going to stop all that. By virtue of what you were doing with your children, and it was having an ill effect upon you. And Yah says, as I live, says Yah Elohim, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel, in your land.
And that's important?
Yeah. In your land.
Yah is very specific. This is futuristic, and he's talking about Israel. He ain't talking about the world.
No.
Okay, because they try to use this against me in that interview when a guy asked me, does the grandfather, the great-grandfather, commit a crime? Do the children have to pay? I said, yeah. If they can continue in the criminal enterprise that their grandfathers initiated, yes, they have to pay.
Yeah.
If people rebuke me, they went right to Ezekiel, right here.
Yeah.
Not, it applies only to Israel, and that's in the future. This
yes.
is in the future.
Exactly. And the Most High says in his future, behold, all souls are mine.
How many?
Soul all souls.
Okay.
And everybody are mine. The soul of the Father, as well as the soul of the Son is mine. The soul who sins, he tells us what will happen to these souls. And whether the father or the child, every man and a woman, a child, actions going to be upon their own head. He says, the soul who sins shall die.
Uh-oh.
As a man, a soul
a
who sins shall die.
Don't run past that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody dies, don't they?
Everybody dies.
Yes,
but does your soul die?
No,
or not?
If you...
Because King David emphasizes the preservation of his soul.
Yeah.
Which he emphasizes. King David always focusing on his soul, not his life, because he know he's going to die. He wants to dwell in Yah's house forever. And when Yah says the soul that sins, he shall die, the soul's going to die. What's going to happen to the soul that don't die?
Restoration, baby.
Okay.
The Most High was
exactly
named
it in the first place.
Right.
Yes.
Restoration, baby. Thank you, God.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If a man, okay, now verse 5, if a man is just and does what is lawful and right, but if he has, if he has not eaten on the mountain, sacrificed or eaten the idols, nor lifted his eyes up to the idols, of the house of Israel, That's additional to that. See, a lot of people think just I can say I'm a Hebrew Israelite, and that suffices it. No, it's much more deeper than that. He says, nor the cheated, prostitute, a job wife. You know, some of these people got a designation if they're working on job now. And I was stupefied. Now, they husband and wife actually got husband and wife who take care of them and support them in a home. These perverts, these abominable people, well, they got a job wifey, a job husband. We are a monstrosity. And go ahead, Cartrell.
These are the codifications from verse 5 on that qualify you for your soul to be preserved.
Exactly.
Started off, you have to be just. And does, not just in your mind, but you have to do. That's action. Mm-hmm. And does that, which is lawful and right. So
yes.
That means your integrity. It starts with your own integrity.
Integrity.
Right?
Your own actions. Your own actions. You know what?
Yeah.
My wife gave me a correction on a country. They call the wife or husband a work wife and a work. I don't know where they get that from. Yeah, she ought to be working with her husband. And yes, he ought to be working with his wife. But they got these perverted immoral designations. A work wife. A work.
How about
and
a working marriage?
Yeah. Entanglements. Man, we are an abomination, Gotcha.
What amazes me is these celebrities with all this money talking about they're in an open marriage. They could have relationships with other people outside the marriage that you took a vow
right.
to.
Right.
And you could just go with anybody?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
perverted, man. It's they perverted the whole union of marriage. They perverted the whole union. Those that have done that. And the Most High says, nor defile his neighbor, right? Which that's what means it messing with somebody's wife or husband. Nor approach a woman during her impurity. That means during her menstrual cycle. That means having sex with her during her menstrual cycle. I simply call them vampires because that's what they are. Some of them are vampires.
And a lot of people
don't
know that's simple.
Right. It's a sin. They have sex with your wife during her menstrual cycle. You one perverted duck. And I've heard, now it's going to sound rather gross to y'all. I've heard from some women, even of an oral nature. These people sick, they sick as one sick puppy. And I can't even imagine that. It turns my stomach to even imagine. I just simply call them vampires. It's disgusting.
Most I calls it impurities.
Yeah.
Sheer.
Right.
That's what they are.
Right, because she's releasing the impurities in her body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If he has not, and here we go another codification. If he has not oppressed anyone, but has restored to the debtor his pledge, has not robbed no one by violence, but has given his bread to the hungry, helping people, and has covered the naked with clothing, clothing people. If he is not exactly ushery, you charge people, what is that name they charge people, interest. You have not charged our brothers and sisters interest, nor taking any increase, but has withdrawn his hand from me neck week. You got to withdraw yourself. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. You have to withdraw his hand from it or her hand from his neck week. And execute true judgment between man and man. You know what true judgment? We have a true judgment. When you make accusations against someone, you have to have two or more witnesses. It's got to be fashion. I can't come to Contrail. I feel that this person and that person, man, that's a bunch of nonsense. You got to have some facts on Yum Soup. You can't just feel that way. That's ludicrous. And that is called executed true judgment between man and man's. We have a way to judge each other. And it certainly is not about the way you feel about anything. And we got to get that into our head. We have to have facts about something. Your feeling ain't going to cut the mustard. Okay? And we need to stop that. If we're doing that, we need to stop that. And there's a way to handle this matter. And King Solomon was a great judge of people. He knew how to judge right judgments. And we need to learn how to judge right judgments. And it ain't by your feeling. It's by the study of the Most High Word and the application of said studies under codification.
It's also the wisdom of the king that he gave us. Mentioned King Solomon.
Exactly.
The proverb that he wrote teaches us how to conquer ourselves, conquer anger, conquer envy, conquer fear, conquer these things in the study of the wisdom that King Solomon left. Other people study Confucius, and Chinese people study Confucius, and they gain wisdom from Confucius. Our people should be studying the wisdom of King Solomon. They say he was the wisest man to ever live, and we don't apply ourselves to his study. And through the wisdom that he gives us, it teaches us how to get closer to the Most High by conquering ourselves.
Exactly. Codification, Godrea. Also,
every day.
Thank you, Godrea. You're certainly right. Also in verse 9, if he has walked or she in my statutes and kept my judgment, he is just, he shall surely live, says Yah Elohim.
What? Wait a minute. We just did a compare and contrast.
Because
in verse 4, it says, the soul who sins shall die. It says, he walks in my statutes to keep my ordinances and deals truly. He is just. He shall surely live.
Restoration.
So there's a little difference between living and dying.
Restoration, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Restoration.
He's talking about your soul. He ain't just talking about how you live in your life.
Restoration.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Bill, for pointing that out to them. In verse 10, now he's talking about if he begets a son who is a robber, a shed of blood, murder, who does any of these things and does none of his duties, and we're all duty-bound and morally obligated to follow the Most High codification. But in addition, has eaten on the mountains before these idols, has cheated and defiled his neighbor's wife, has been doing the entanglement, doing the work wife, a work husband, or doing anything that defiles another man's wife and her husband. That ain't gonna cut the mustard. He has oppressed the poor and needy. He has robbed by violence, nor restored the pledge, lifted his eyes to these idols. I'm talking about churches on every corner, are committed abomination, anything that is against the Most High. If he's exacted usury, interest, or taken increase, shall he then live? The Most High said, he shall not live. His soul will not be restored. His or her soul will not be restored. And you ought to be fearful of that. While you're doing the nasty, the word wifey or anything else is perverted before the Most High. You better be careful what you're doing. This ain't no game, people. This is something serious.
And you can't put your sins on a human sacrifice who people claim to be the Son of God and think your sins are gone, that your soul is going to be saved, you're going to be walking around in heaven. That's not what Yah's laying out here.
Nope. Not at all, Godrea. Not at all. Thank you, Godrea, again. And he says, if he has done any of these abominations, he shall surely die.
Uh-oh.
His blood shall be upon him. His own action, not the father's action, not the child's action, not the mother's action, not the daughter's action. His blood shall be upon him or her. If, however, he begets a son who sees all the sins which his father has done and considers but does not do likewise, who has not eaten on the mountain, nor lifted his eyes to the idols of the house, of his family, and not only his personal family, but the house of Israel, nor defiled his neighbor's wife, trying to be a work wifey or work husband, entanglements or openness and so on and so on. That's defiling somebody's wife and her husband. Has not oppressed anyone, nor withheld a pledge. You got to keep your word and keep your pledge. Nor robbed by violence. But has given his bread. You've been helpful. You've helped. You tried to help the community. Has given his bread to the hungry. Has covered the naked with clothing. Yet tried to help those poor and in need. Who has withdrawn his hand from the poor and not received usury or inquiry. Has not put interest on people. But executed my judgment, not his or her judgments, and walked in my statutes. He should not die for the iniquity of his father. She's not going to be conjoined at the hip with their fathers or mothers. Just because their father or mothers did something. We said this sad parable now. If it's good enough for my mama, it's good enough for me. If it's good enough for my daddy, it's good. Sometimes some things ain't good enough for you. I ain't going to lie to you. Yes.
We students of our own history, students of the Most High,
right.
And we're studying what our fathers did.
Exactly.
And Yah's message to us is that, no, you're not going to pay for the sins of what your fathers did.
Exactly.
Now the onus is on you. What path are you going to take? Right? Because we all have choices in every generation.
Exactly.
He's saying that we have a chance. When you follow the path in these codes, you're not going to die. You're going to surely live. But if you walk in the ways of your fathers, you're going to be responsible. You can't blame your fathers. Your actions are going to determine whether you live or die. And Yah puts the choice before us, life and death. And he tells us to choose life and live. But these are the codes for life that he's laying out.
And we're not, and to add upon what Cottrell says, we're not monolithic in our actions. Whatever we do is not by choice. It's not by force. It is by choice. Okay? So we're not monolithic in the things that we do. And shouldn't be. Because it's not by force. It's by choice. And you need to choose the right thing to do. And the only way you can learn to choose the right thing to do is you need to study the Most High Word in order to do these right things. Because leaning to your own understanding how you feel about something is not a good option to follow. You need to study the Most High Word daily and nightly. You need to burn the midnight oil. And you need to apply the Most High Word to your life and every aspect of your life. And just like universal white race supremacy has over you, sex, education, law, labor, politics, interests on people, you need to put the Most High, compounded interest, and you need to study the Most High for us, labor, law, politics, sex, and interests. Praise God. Bless the Lord. And thank you again, country. The Most High says in verse 18, as for his father, because he cruelly oppressed, robbed his brother, we're all brothers and sisters by violence, and did what is not good among his people. You can't just do anything among your people now. Don't get it twisted. And did what is not good among his our people. Behold, he should die for his iniquity. And that's something serious. You think, you know what's getting me sometimes, Katria and Sister Abia? Some of us simply be just to say I'm a Hebrew Israelite. That's good enough. I can say anything, do anything, act any way I feel, and I think among our people, our brothers and sisters, and that's going to cut the mustard. I assure you, it won't. And you need to follow this foolhardy pursuit. You know why I'm going to say that? Because I have these other verses to validate what I'm saying. Turn and live. Stop doing what you're doing over and over again and expecting different results. Your soul won't survive that nonsense. Go ahead, Katya. Yes.
We know those brothers that you call headbangers are still walking around.
You better believe
it. And they read people's hearts like a book, like an open book. You can't see them, I can't see them, but they got a job to do. And they're reading hearts and marking people right? Mm-hmm. That's what y'all got them doing. They go to and fro in the earth, especially in regards to y'all's people. And this is y'all's focus tonight on Israel. Your fathers messed up. They did all kind of crazy stuff because we just came out of that. Ezekiel laid them out. The worst rap sheet we've read about us as a nation. Now y'all's telling us, listen, I'm giving y'all a chance. I'm putting life and death before you. Y'all got to study my law, statutes, ordinances. You got to do justly. You got to feed the poor, help. All these things, all these codes, you have a chance to do these things.
Right.
Or you could be like your fathers. You could rob people, take advantage of the poor, sleep with your brother's wife. You could do these things. Yeah. But you're going to reap what you sow.
And that's that on that.
Yes.
And that's that. Thank you very much, Cottrell. And that is that on that. And as Cottrell alluded to the fact, the Most High gives us an opportunity to make it right. Let's see what he says. The Most High says in verse 19, yet you said, why should the Son not bear the guilt of the Father? Because the Son has done what is lawful and right and kept all my statutes. He answered them and observed them. He shall surely live. The soul who sins shall die. That person, the only person that's going to be dying here, the Most High said, not his son. His son did the right thing. But the soul, the father who sins, goes against the Most High, shall die. The soul, the son should not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. And why should they? The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him. His actions righteousness reflects an action. Righteousness of the righteous shall be, his action shall be reflective upon him, so to speak. And the wickedness, action, reflective of an action of the wicked shall be upon himself. But if a wicked man is the way out, people, the Most High loves us so much, he always leaves the way out.
It ain't Christianity.
No, it is nothing about that. Thank you, God, your help. He says in chapter 21, he says, if a wicked man and a woman turns from all his or her sin, from all of them, you can't keep some in the side corner. You can't keep some on the back of the thigh. You can't keep some in your safe. You can't keep some just because other folks don't know about them. The Most High says you had to get rid of all, turn from all his or her sins, which he has committed. Keeps all. Okay, go ahead, Katya.
You either going to keep your sins or keep what Yah is about to give us.
Exactly, which is, Katya said a mouthful, which is like riding on Katya's lamb tail, which is all his sin, which he has committed, keep all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right. He shall surely, even this wicked man or the woman, he shall not die. None of the transgression which he has committed in the past shall be remembered against him. That's a beautiful thing. It's the right thing. Mm-hmm. Praise him and bless his holy name. And that's why I tell y'all, don't let people put you in Kodak moments of your life. That's why the Most High says in Proverbs, keep your mind. Keep your mind in the Most High. Don't let people play tricks on you, homie. Don't let people get in your head and say, you a bad woman or a bad man because you used to do bad things. Keyword, used to. But yet, you turned away from your wicked ways and you're not doing that anymore. You're doing what I'm saying. And don't let people take Kodak moments in your mind and keep you regulated to a time period in your life where you didn't know nobody, didn't know any better, wasn't trying to do any better, and had the vaguest notion of what better was. But now you got it. Now you understand. Now you turned away from it. Now you're not doing that anymore. You have an opportunity to have your soul restored for the Most High's sake, just like King Dawood said. The Most High always leaves an opportunity, and as Cottrell alluded to, it ain't no Christian thing, baby. It's the Most High thing, and you better believe it.
And look at it.
Yes.
Before you go on. Verse 21.
Okay.
Yah specific. But if the wicked, he didn't say the unrighteous or the unclean, or the doubting Thomases. He said, "The wicked, if the wicked turn for all his sins he has committed and keeps all my statutes," you got to turn from all your wickedness and turn to your statutes and does that which is lawful and right. You have to do these things. You just can't know them. You have to do them. He shall surely live. If you turn, he shall not die. None of his transgression he has committed will be remembered against him. How many transgressions will be remembered?
None.
So we shouldn't be bringing up King David's sins because Yah don't forgot him.
Is
that what we read about? Because King David turned from his wickedness like he said he would, and none of his transgressions he has committed would be remembered against him. We remember, ooh, but y'all don't remember. Y'all's mind is different from my mind. Huh?
I'm going to tell you what Cottrell says when he is cited. Ooh-wee. See, some of y'all trying to put people in Kodak moments in your life. You all be ashamed of yourself. You trying to put, if you're trying to pick King Dawid in the Kodak moment, because that's what you want to see about him. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Stop trying to regulate people to a Kodak moment in their life that you ain't got no business. Trying to regulate these people that are a king and nobody else for that matter. If they turned, and if they're doing everything that the Most High said they ought to be doing, you need to keep your mouth off them people. Well, you know,
and really,
she used to do this.
You shouldn't be looking at anybody else but yourself in order to qualify to pass Yah's tests, right? Don't worry about me, what I'm doing. You should be worried about you and how Yah looking at you.
You better believe it.
There you go.
Ooh-wee. And it says, none of the transgressions what he has committed or she shall be remembered against him. And you ain't got no right to be trying to remember it because of the rights in which he has done or she has done. He or her shall live.
Wow.
Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Most High said, I ain't got no pleasure that no man, a wicked man or woman should die. That ain't my thing, says Yah Elohim. Not that he should turn, and not that he should. I want him to turn what the Most High said from his ways and live. I want him to do the right thing, or she.
Yeah, so that's why there's so much wickedness in the world today. You know why? Because Yah wants them to turn from their wicked ways. He don't have no pleasure in killing people like he did in the flood. Matter of fact, he said, I'm not going to do that no more. It hurt him so bad.
Right?
He put the rainbow in the sky. That hurt him so bad, he put the rainbow in the sky. I ain't doing that no more.
Right.
And now, we got all this wickedness in the earth. Yah said, if you don't turn, I'm burning the place up. But if you turn, you'll live.
Seems like he on a good start, Cartier.
Oh, yeah.
And the part, as far as righteous people, just cause you right now, you better stay right. Just cause you right now, you better stay right. The Most High says about the righteous, but when a righteous man or woman turns away from his righteousness and commit iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done should not be. I don't care what you did in the past, the Most High said, as far as your righteous action are concerned. He has done shit. I'm not going to even remember it because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed. Because of them, he shall die. Because you're going to keep doing what you're doing, basically, what he's saying. People always deflect and I always try to put it on Yah, a righteous people. He said, yet you say the way of Yah is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel. Is it not my way? Is not my way which is fair? And your ways which are not fair? You try to flip the script and deflect on me. But Yah said, no, it ain't my ways ain't fair. It's you want to do what you want to do, how you want to do it, or whenever you want to do it, and you have the audacity to say, my ways are not fair.
Yes. You mean our people got the audacity to argue with the Most High?
Man, they do it every day, bro.
They argue with the Most High here.
The Most High is indulging them.
The Most High is indulging our people.
Right.
You say and I say. I say and you say. y'all don't have time for that. But I guess
right.
he does. Because he's indulging
yeah.
us.
Right. That's good. He's indulging the nonsense that some of us sprout out. And I say, Contreras, go to Food Book. You'll see a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
And he says in verse 26, thank you, Contreras, when a righteous man turns away from righteousness and commits iniquity, and that, see, you will get caught up in a trap you can't escape from. You may be thinking, oh, yeah. I'm going to go there and mess with that man and wife. I'm going to mess with that guy's husband. I can get away with it. Man, you may die in that inequity. You may get caught up there. That husband catcher, I assure you going to get dead. That wife catcher, you're going to get cut up from the floor. You're playing games with the Most High, and you're going to die in that inequity. Okay? And you better believe you're out there playing games, because if you mess with my wife, I'm going to tell you, I don't care what the law says or nobody else. I'm going to get you. And it ain't because of the wife. You don't respect the game. You don't respect the code. If I catch you wrong, I'm going to do it to you. Because you should have known you be on each other playing with folk wives and whatnot, whatsoever, or playing with folk wives on the street corners and whatnot. See, some men don't play that. I'm going to be honest about it. I'm going to get up with you, okay? I'm going to get some blood. And that's that on that, because people need to see life as something serious. You're going to die in your iniquity messing with mine. My children, me, or my wife, you're going to die in your iniquity. So why play that game? See, it's something serious out here. Some people don't play like that. Some people ain't on your rules. Some people are codificated under Most High. And they ain't gonna let none slide. It says in Proverbs, a man has been insulted and slighted, you can't even buy. You can't buy that away. That's why you find a lot of us dying in our inequity in that regard. Dying in that inequity, turning from righteousness, dying in inequity. And not only that, any other matter, usury, child pedophilia, homosexuality, lesbianism, any form of abomination that is against the Most High. See, you think you can get away. Oh, yeah, I'm going to run over here and give me a little something. Yeah, I'm going to run back. You may not make it back. Okay? You talking about you're going to run over there, and you know what you're doing. And I'm going to make it back. I'm going to make it back for the break of dawn. You may get caught at midnight playing games with the Most High. And that's what and y'all think. Let me tell you something. I don't have a dog in the fight. But I've been told that I'm angry. And yes, I am angry. I'm angry about wicked folk. I'm angry about homosexuality and lesbianism. I'm angry about universal white race supremacy. I'm not their friend. I'm not their lawyer. I'm their enemy. For whatever the Most High says, they're my enemy. They're my enemy too. So I'm not going to pretend like we friends. If you're cheating on your husband or wife, I'm not your friend. If you are charging usury to the brotherhood, I'm not your friend. And if I bring that to your attention and you keep doing what you're doing, I'm not your friend. I'm more obligated, duty-bound, as we're all duty-bound, to tell the people the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me Most High. Now, if you're trying to go along and get along, and you're trying to win the favor with people, you go ahead, right ahead and do that. But don't try to weaponize my anger. Because what my anger is, I ain't going to put my hand on you like that just because you're doing that. I'm not going to put my hand on homosexuality. I'm not going to put my hand on lesbianism. I'm not going to put, no, I can't say I ain't going to put my hand on child predators if I catch one. But a lot of things I'm not going to do because my hand are restrained from doing that. But it's called righteous indignation. You got it twisted. I'm righteous indignated as the Most High is righteously indignated against some of the things that are going on in this universe. And so I should be. And so you should be. So let me continue.
And the Most High used a strong term in the book of Ezekiel when he had the headbangers on around. He told the angels to mock the people that were disgusted with what was going on in Jerusalem.
Say that word again.
Disgusting.
The Most High is the what?
disgusted. Mark the people that were disgusted with what was going on in Jerusalem at the time. And all kind of abominations was going on at the headbanging saw.
Disgusted. I'm disgusted. And I make no apologies about it, Isaac. I'm going to stay disgusted. I'm going to stay with the Most High plan. I am disgusted. And I rightfully so should be. And it's rightfully so you should be. And if you just, it's all right. You know, they just, you know, they all right. No, that ain't me, bro. That ain't me, sister. They ain't all right. And that soul not going to be on my head just because I didn't send them to go along to get along. That just ain't me. Never will be me. And it's, and I'm disgusted. Thank you, Cartrell.
Yeah, me too, brother.
Yeah.
You and me too.
What you say, Katya, as the young folks said, what you say?
Yeah, I don't express it like you, but what we see should disgust everybody.
Exactly. Hear now, house of Israel. Thank you, Katya. Is not my way which is fair and your ways which are not fair? Well, a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it. It is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness, he got options, which he committed, and does what is lawful and right. He preserves himself alive. His soul will be restored for the Most High sake, because he considered.
So, go ahead. To interrupt you. My book reads different.
Yeah. Okay, read yours, Katria.
Verse 27. Again, when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed, and does that which is lawful and right, can't pray to Jesus, he will save his soul alive. We're talking about the soul here. We're not just talking about living.
It takes action upon your part, not upon some pigmentation of someone's imagination, out of the Roman Catholic Church, out of the Nicene Council, and so on and so forth.
Did you fall away from the mic again?
Oh, Lord. Man, you worse than the white. Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. y'all got me. Hands up, don't you? Y'all got me.
Yeah, man. Got it. We gotta keep you in line.
Yeah.
Everybody in motion.
Well, I ain't mad at y'all, country. I ain't mad at you and the white. Y'all keep me on the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm. That's what we here for.
Praise y'all.
I am my brother's keeper.
Praise God. And I'm glad you are. I'm glad the wife is, and I'm glad you are. All right. Thank you, Cottrell.
Yes, sir.
And she in there laughing. Oh, that tickled her fancy. And when a wicked man he committed and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. His soul is Cottrell. He considers and turned away from all, not some of them, not half of them, not part of them, not a quarter of them, not a third of them, from all the transgressions which he committed. He shall have that opportunity. Praise God. And as he or she shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Elohim is not fair. O house of Israel, it is not my ways which are fair, and your ways which are not fair. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his or her ways, action, says the Elohim Yah. And Yah says this, repent, confess to me, not to your church, not to the members in your church. The Most High said, repent and turn from all your transgressions, all, not half, not part, not a quarter, so that iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, cast them away and get yourselves. What do I always say at the end of the show? What do I always say? Yum Soup ain't lie on you, and Yum Soup ain't going to lie for you, and certainly Yum Soup ain't going to lie to you. The Most High, that's why I always suggest, and we always suggest at the end of these study sessions, get you a new heart and spirit. You got to have a new one to help facilitate casting away iniquity, studying the Most High, and making the application. He said, get yourselves, every one of us, a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die? You don't need that new heart or spirit, because if you don't have it, this suggests and implies in the prayer, you will die if you don't get it, O house of Israel. For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, his soul, says the Elohim Yah. Therefore, turn and live with that new heart and new spirit, because that's going to help you. Because this old one you got ain't going to work for you. It ain't cute. It's going to work on you. And you better believe it. You're going to be doing all the dirty you can and think you can get away with it and get caught up in it. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Cottrell, Sister Avia, y'all help me.
Well, we spoke on that conversation, and I just went over it over and over again. And nothing else will be said, for as I'm concerned, it's out there.
Praise God.
Left out the 32nd verse, something.
Did I? Well, will you study for me? Read it for me, Contra?
For I have no pleasure in the death of him who dies, says Yah. Mm-hmm. Therefore, turn yourselves and live. So don't focus on me. Don't focus on Yah. Mm-hmm. Don't focus on anybody but yourself in order for you to live.
You better
don't worry about my transgressions and my sins and my iniquities. I have to go to Yah and turn myself around in order that I may live.
And you can't help. I can't help you. You can't help me. You need to help yourself. Praise God.
Right.
That was wonderful and beautiful. Praise and bless the Most High name. You got any additional comments?
Well, this validates the theme of King David, where he's trying to preserve his soul by doing the right thing. He acknowledges his sins, like he says. My sins are like the hairs on my head. So you have to acknowledge your sins to the Most High, because you're not hiding them. The headbangers see you, and they know your heart. Most High said, get you a new heart. He's going to do it, but you have to start it, right?
Right.
They say
right.
You take one step in Yah's direction, he takes two. So you have to turn your way. He says, turn to me. Stop worshiping these false idols. Stop thinking that some Messiah is going to save you. Stop thinking that you could put your sins on somebody else. You don't have to change your ways, that you believe in this man who made a sacrifice. Yah has given us specifics of who's going to live and who's going to die. It's as simple as that. He gives you the codes for who's going to live, and he gives you the codes for who's going to die. Because he said, he don't have no pleasure in killing you. He want to preserve your soul so you can praise him and exalt him and thank him for everything that he does, his wonderful works, which he's done.
Exactly.
Yes, you want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Yes.
You better forget.
If not, you made the choice. I can't break your arm or twist your leg or whatever. Use Jitsu 75 on you to make you do what Yah say do. It's on you.
It's on you. It ain't by force. It's by choice. It's on you. So
that's
free will. It's on you. You can't blame Cartrell. You can't blame Avia. You can't blame Yum Su. It's not by force. It's by choice. What part you going to play in? Are you going to play the part according to the Most High with that new heart and spirit? Or are you going to keep on trying to face the funk, trying to be slick with it? And you ain't slick like Cartrell said. Them headbusters know what you're doing. And they're going to bust your head. And you better believe it. All right. Cartrell, do you have any more commentary before you get ready to move on to another beautiful songs?
Just the fact that Ezekiel, I put him right up there with the prophet Isaiah, eagle eye, the way the Most High spoke to him and brought the message to him. Because the message is plain. The message is clear. He talks about the proverbs that we be speaking and arguing with him, but he indulged us in our argument. And he said, y'all say my way ain't right, but look at y'all. Your way definitely ain't wrong. And I'm going to judge y'all. That's the most important thing. After all this arguing, going back and forth, in the final analysis, Yah said, therefore, I will judge you, house of Israel, right? Everyone to his own ways, says Yah. And he's given us the opportunity. Return and turn yourselves from all your transgressions. So iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions in which you have transgressed, and make yourselves a new heart and new spirit, for you will. For why will you die, house of Israel? but I have no pleasure in the death of him who died, says Yah. Therefore, turn yourselves and live. So our people need to study what Yah wants from us. What are our transgressions? What are our sins? What do we need to cast away? Our people ain't studying enough the word of Yah to know the things they need to cast away, that Yah finds sin and abomination. Because they ain't teaching in church that you can't sleep with your wife while she's in a menstrual cycle. The Lord's no more. So many people in church, they do it every week, every day of the week, every month. But you have to give a woman the opportunity to go through her menstrual cycle so that her body can recover. That's why there's a separation at that time. When she recovers, then the cycle begins again.
Praise God, Andrea.
Yah's codes are beautiful. Yah's way is pure. It's great. Do you think Yah's way is fair, or do you think Israel's way is fair?
I think Yah's
way is fair.
Okay. There's no arguing with Yah, but he'll indulge us. It's Yah's stupid view. Praise Yah.
Praise
to the next portion of the subject study matter, which is the songs that our ancient fathers wrote. And they wrote these songs on behalf of Yah. These wasn't those love songs to somebody's wife or somebody's girlfriend or somebody's boyfriend. Our ancient fathers wrote pretty much love songs to the Most High. And they don't give a title of the author who wrote this song. Again, Psalm 67. But it's for the chief musician, the string instruments, a psalm, a song. A song and a psalm is one and the same. All praise to the Holy One of Israel for the gift of music that he's given to our nation, which no other nation can really match unless they sound like us. They try to sound like us a lot, but we thank Yah for the gift of music that he's given our nation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And even these songs are inspirational and uplifting. We have that within our game. Hallelujah. May Yah be merciful to us. This is a prayer for the nation. May Yah be merciful to us, please. Bless us, please. And cause your face to shine on us. Oh, we need that now. Don't turn your back. Don't turn your face on us, because we need you to be paying attention to us, which he is. But we have to get closer to him, like Moses and the prophets. Yeah, it made me realize, right, what we just read. The codifications that Yah laid out in the book of Ezekiel just now, that all the righteous men and women that live, right, they're going to live. Joseph, he didn't violate. He didn't commit no abomination. He walked in his righteousness, didn't he? Noah, all the righteous men that Yah say are righteous, they have a chance to live in a future world, right? And those who walk contrary to Yah, they're in trouble. Their souls are in trouble. Verse 2, that your way may be known on earth. Yeah, a lot of people don't know because they don't study Yah's way. And your salvation among all nations. And the nations don't know about Yah's salvation. They talk about salvation is coming from Jesus. Salvation is coming from Allah. And all kinds of doctrines out there speaking salvation, but there's only one salvation. And all the earth is going to know it. They're going to know Yah's will, because it's going to be made known in the earth, and his salvation among all nations. Do all nations know about Yah's salvation? Our own people don't know about Yah's salvation. Let the peoples praise you, Yah. It ain't supposed to be just Israel praising Yah, all creation. How many souls did Yah say are his?
So,
how many souls did he say were his?
All souls.
Oh, all souls. That which means every human being that has ever been born belongs to Yah, right? All souls are mine. That's what he said. All souls are mine. He didn't say some souls are mine. He said all souls are mine. And what is Yah going to do with those souls? Oh, he's going to judge those souls. When he says your blood will be upon your head, that's bad judgment for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, let all the peoples praise you, which they should be doing. Let the peoples praise you, Yah. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. Yeah, sing like us, for joy for Yah. For you will judge the people with equity, not injustice, not with bribes, not with corruption. Yah is going to judge with righteousness and equity and govern the nations on earth. Because they need some kind of governance. The way we see the way the nations are going today. The nations need some kind of governance.
They certainly do. They certainly do.
They need the codifications of the Most High, which we should be on top of, because we are his nations. That is an example for all the nations, right?
Exactly.
So we should be experts in the word of Yah, because all the people are going to come Yah's way. And who are they going to come to learn about it?
Go come to us.
Okay. So you're going to be on point when you teach them the word of Yah? You better
you
be.
Better be. we got that on time, then we better be.
Let the peoples praise you, Yah. Let that day come in our time. Let all the people praise you, Yah, because they think we crazy. They think we lunatics. They think we black, Hebrew identity, terrorists. We ain't got no bombs. We ain't got no guns. We ain't got no ammo, but we terrorists. Yeah, we terrorizing you with Yah, because he going to terrorize you.
Exactly.
Earth has yielded its increase. That's futuristic. Yah, even our own Yah will bless us. We know that's coming. Yah will bless us. We know that's coming. All the ends of the earth shall fear him. That day is coming too. Because nobody fear him now. Nobody even know of him. But the day is coming. Just like it came for Pharaoh. Moses, I don't know this God you're talking about. But at the end of the story, oh, Moses, tell your God to bless me also. All the ends of the earth will be saying the same thing. Israel, tell your God to bless us, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. May he bless us all, because they're all going to fear. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Well, Cottrell,
yes, sir.
I don't think there's really a commentary need to be said on that. That was short, quick, and sweet, and straight to the point. As far as all nations, as far as righteous judgment, all nations need it, and we ought to recognize it, and that's why we should be morally obligated and duty-bound to do no less as far as the Most High is concerned, and certainly in regards to one another, as far as the study of the Most High Word.
And Yah's focus is mainly on us, but he hasn't forgotten anything about the nations, too. And people always ask me, what about the other nations? Oh, y'all got a message for them, too. Right?
Yeah. Better get your mind right.
Okay. You believe them all.
Yeah. All right. Sister Abia, do you have any commentary?
No commentary, just to say, let us all be gathered together and praise Yah and stay prayed up. And I hope you have a wonderful night. It's a long and good night.
I'm going to just say this, Abia. Bless the Most High and praise his holy name. Let all the earth eventually bless the Most High and look for blessings from the Most High and praise his holy name. And we love you. And we love the students on this show, too, that elect to come with us and study the Most High Word. Praise and bless his holy name. Cartrell.
Yes, sir. Love the Most High with all your heart, soul, and might. Put your egos aside. Connect spiritually, mentally, and physically with him. And our troubles will diminish. Our problems will be resolved. The Most High is looking for our love, our commitment, our dedication to him. And it ain't just us. He said all the world, all nations are going to come that way. So we might as well get in line first. Put our egos aside. Humble ourselves. Ezekiel, I mean, his words are strong against our people. He calls us all kind of things under the sun. He said we should be ashamed of ourselves, ashamed of our fathers, and ashamed of what we do because we don't listen to the Most High and try to follow his codifications. But we should know the Most High's codifications like the back of our hands. And now is the time because Yah's mercy and loving kindness is still there. Give us the choice. He laid out the choice. Meditate and study on the choice so you know it. You can teach your children and other people too. So my advice is to continue to study, continue to learn, become expert in the word of Yah. Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And to add on to what Christ Hill said, we strongly advise you to get your new heart and a new spirit. to help cast away your iniquities, and to also help in your understanding of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May he bless you, and may he direct and order your steps so you stop leaning to your own understanding. It is not cute. It is not working for you. It's working on you. Pray to the Most High to get that new heart and new spirit, just like King David. I assure you, it'll work for you. That being said, we don't know where you're going, but you're getting ready to get out of here. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Sister Abia and Katria, you want to say shalom, good night. We love the people and whatnot.
I said it already, but I don't mind saying it again. Praise Yah, shalom, and good night.
Praise Yah.
Yes. Just a reminder, it's nation building time. We have a nation website, yahwillgather.us. Get involved. Get your hands in there. Do good. Learn to do righteousness. Gather like Yah commanded us to do. And that's what we're trying to do. So the more the merrier, the more hands, the lighter the load. Praise Yah.
Praise
love Yah.
We love Yah. Shalom and good night. I'm going to play this for Yah because we do love you just because, and we should. Shalom and good night.
Set of regimen, set of rules. I'm amazed how much.